Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A sudden death in any family is very difficult, but it can be particularly traumatising when it's on the family farm. Now, Embrace Farm has been supporting families affected by farm fatalities since they launched back in 2017. But most recently, they've launched new support services to help children and young adults. And for more on those services, I'm joined by Ciara McCormack, who's board member of Embrace, who lost her dad, Noel, in a farm accident in 2003. And also Gina Dermody, who's child and adolescent psychotherapist and clinical director of Adolescence. And you're both welcome, Ciara and Gina, to the programme. Ciara, I'm going to start with you, and can we go back, if you don't mind, to 2003 and to the situation you and your family found yourselves in back then. What happened to your dad?
So dad, I suppose, was farming on the farm here. We have a dairy farm, and he was looking at a piece of machinery. And it needed to be, I suppose, looked into. And dad was, I suppose, very safety conscious. And he had phoned a friend, I suppose, for help to look at the piece of machinery. And we had arrived in the yard and we were talking to him. And he, I suppose, had actually, it was the Saturday before the All-Ireland Hurling Final, and he actually had tickets to go to it. And we were all kind of laughing and joking or whatever. But we didn't realise that, I suppose, 30 minutes later, that he had just taken a quick look at the piece of machinery that he had phoned a friend to help him with, and the piece of machinery fell on top of him. I suppose he died instantly as such.
And you were 13 at the time? You just started secondary school?
Yeah, I was 13, so his anniversary is actually this Saturday, so he'll be 22 years gone on Saturday. So I had only started secondary school about 2 weeks beforehand. So I suppose when you're a teenager going from primary to secondary school, you have a lot going on in life anyway without, I suppose, losing a parent suddenly as well. So,
Do you remember much of first year after that? Because that in itself, as you said there, it's a huge change in your life, isn't it, starting secondary school? But to have this huge trauma on top of that, have you any memory of that time?
Like, vaguely, but not much. Like, I remember kind of going in and out, and then I suppose as we hit the dairy farm here, like, you have to keep going when you've animals, like, milk twice a day. So, like, I kind of remember coming home and going out and helping on the farm. Like, I don't remember kind of, I suppose, doing homework in first year. It was more so kind of, you know, you're going through, like, just keeping going from day to day.
You see, Gina, that's why this is a special case, if you like, you know, when you have a bereavement on a family farm, because the work has to continue on one hand, but also you're looking out onto the scene of this accident every day of your life.
Yeah, you are. And any sudden death brings up strong emotions, you know, of fear and panic and guilt and shame. And then for a child or an adolescent, it can be so confusing. And you the family farm is, you know, usually next door to the house, and you're looking out and you're trying to grieve. And then, as Ciara said, development is happening. So you really have to support children and adolescents and the adults who are grieving, because the grief is very different. And you have to become that voice for the child that wants to ask the questions. And sometimes their questions are very direct and they might seem insensitive, but they want concrete answers. And so a lot has to be navigated when you're dealing with a bereavement, but especially then a farm accident. And I guess that's where Embrace have really prioritised, because they have a network of support for farm accidents, you know, even if that accident is off the farm. And now they have this network of therapists and various types of therapists where they're available, where somebody can just pick up the phone and they're navigated through this journey from the very practical to the emotional support. And that is, you know, monumental, really.
Yeah. And Ciara, for you at the time, your mother was great in that despite what she was going through herself, she did get some help for you, didn't she?
Yeah. So Mam kind of did it, I suppose, herself, and like got us support or whatever. Like, unfortunately, Embrace wasn't around like when it happened to us. But, you know, there's so much support now that I suppose, unfortunately, if you do have to come into the service of Embrace, it's there. Like, even they do like residential weekends for kids, and I mm-hmm. think like even like for kids meeting kids that are have gone through something similar, it like would be a big help. Because I know, I suppose with us, that it wasn't like we didn't really know anybody else that had gone through it, and like everybody's trying to help, but I suppose you're in a circumstance and it's just hard.
Yeah, and looking back on it now and knowing what you do because of your involvement with Embrace Farm, what are the types of things that you wished you could share over that period?
I suppose like the big thing is just maybe meeting like kids that are going through the same thing and thinking like, you know, I suppose you don't think about things like in our situation, say the cows have to leave the farm. And that's when you have grown up with animals like on your farm your whole life, to see them leaving the yard. And I suppose that's a big thing that I suppose I myself wasn't really prepared for, and how it affects you. So it's, you know, you have like the instant, I suppose, when the tragedy happens, but then it's the kind of milestones down the road of what happens on the farm that kind of like can affect children as well.
Mm-hmm. So in the immediate aftermath, you guys all carried on with the milking and everything that your dad was doing, but then ultimately the decision was made to change, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I suppose in the March, April after dad died, like the animals would have kind of went or started going. So like you've changed it then 6-8 months later. Mm-hmm. They kind of, you know, they bring up everything again and everything.
Well, I'd say, I mean, I don't know how you felt at that time, but I would imagine just thinking about it that you felt you were losing another little bit of him, did you?
Yeah, like kind of, like, because they were like, they would have been dad's animals. And like, you know, I would have known no different to having, like, the animals would have always been here. So it's kind of hard in that sense, yeah.
Yeah, but that, Gina, you're not surprised to hear that, I'm sure, because that is common to what people who are going through this would experience. That real link to the person they have lost is in every animal on the farm and every field and every fence.
You want to remember someone and you want to remember those associations. And you know, kids and adolescents often explain, I want to remember that voice, or I remember that cow or that sheep or that lamb that they've reared together. And like you said there, and Kira has explained it so well, it's that other bit of grief. And there's so many stages to grief. And when everything has to change on the farm, somebody takes it over, you rent it out, or you have to sell the animals, it's a heartache. Because, you know, you're invested. And then again, some of the guilt and shame can come about. I wish I did more. I wish I'd gone out when I was asked. And children really experience intense emotions, you know, during grief. And they need a space. And like Kira said, then to be able to talk to another child or adolescent or young adult, that's like, I get it. You know, that's a huge piece.
So, because Kira mentioned there that, you know, it would have been hugely valuable for her to speak to somebody who was going through it. Is that really important, that you'd have peer support?
Hugely. No child or adolescent going through development wants to feel different. So when you suffer, you know, a significant bereavement or a loss or even a farm accident, you want to feel that you belong and fit in. So you meet your peer. And none of us are experts in this field. So that's why Embrace Farm, you know, wants to create a community of support. And they're all about networking with people that can be that good listener, that can be that advocate, play therapist, art therapist, you know, psychotherapist. They believe we all have a role. And that's very important, like Kira said.
So Kira, it was years later then when Embrace was formed, wasn't it? And then you had the opportunity to meet people who'd been through a similar experience. What was that like? Did it change your perspective on the whole thing?
Yeah, so I suppose it was about 10 years after Dad had died that Brian and Norma started the Remembrance Service that they do each year. That was kind of a turning point for myself, because you were going to, say, a mass and you were meeting families that had gone through the same, and like everyone is at a different stage of grief. So say we had lost that 10 years, but then you're meeting people who've only lost like people 3 or 4 years ago. But I suppose like everyone kind of has a thing in common where you've all lost someone or going through the same thing. And I suppose you can just relate to a person that is a complete stranger, but has, they know how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And now in your role as a board member with Embrace, do you talk to people who have gone through it, you know, maybe children who've gone through it more recently, Kira?
so I wouldn't like speak to children directly, but I suppose like you have the Embrace Farm every year and you're meeting people at that, just through cups of coffee and through tea. And then I suppose like you do hear the stories of like accidents happening in the news, and like you are thinking of people, because you know like what they're going through now and what's ahead of them.
Absolutely. I mean, Gina, again, it's back to that thing where with the best will in the world, the adults here will be trying to mind these children. But there is no escape from this unrelenting grief, because it has happened essentially in your home or in the yard outside your home. And we've got to remember that you've got to provide a safe space for these children to express freely what they're going through.
You do. And children and adolescents, I mean, they're fabulous. They do express themselves when they feel safe. And what Embrace does, you know, is that initial phone call, how can we help? And then you have mums like Kira's, who's, you know, very on the ball, very child centred. And so then they network with therapists around the country and they find the right fit. And that, you know, can be any type of therapy, because there's so many available. And the child and adolescent will decide who they like, and they will. And then they're able to feel safer in their expression. As Kira said, you can chat then to someone, you know, at a weekend, a family gathering, where you're like, oh gosh, I feel normal. And did you notice it? And children and adolescents and young adults will really open up. Like, they're amazing. And as I said, there's no one expert. We're there as a collective to support them navigate. And then parents will say, well, is that normal adolescent experience? And you're going, yeah, I think so. And so then you can differentiate what's the grief and what is just like what might be a normal bad day.
Yeah, and Kira, I know you're coming up to your dad's 22nd anniversary, isn't it? Just coming up this very weekend. But isn't it a lovely legacy almost to have there, that this service now is there for children who have just experienced something like this, or who unfortunately may experience it in the coming years?
Yeah, no, like, it's great. Like, it's great. I suppose, like, you never know when you're going to need it, but if you do need it, then at least it's there. You know, like, parents, they have enough going on, and it's great that they know that, I suppose, they can reach out to Embrace, and the services are available for them there.
Well, if anyone needs it, I'll just give people the website. It's embracefarm.com if anybody wants any further information. Kira McCormack and Gina Dermody, thank you both for talking to us today.